This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A Dutch court Wednesday ordered Royal Dutch Shell to significantly deepen its planned greenhouse gas emission cuts in a landmark ruling that could pave the way for legal action against energy firms around the world. The court in The Hague says Shell must reduce its planet-warming carbon emissions by 45% by 2030. Shell currently has a target to reduce carbon intensity by 20% by 2030, not even half of what the court is ordering. And the court says Shell's climate policy is not concrete and is full of conditions. That's not enough. The company has a final goal of 100% by 2050. The lawsuit was filed by seven groups, including Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth Netherlands. It marks the first in which environmentalists have turned to the courts to try to force a major energy firm to change strategy. A Belarusian passenger plane flying from Minsk to Barcelona turned back on Wednesday. Data from website Flight Radar 24 shows after Poland said it may not be able to enter French airspace. European Union leaders have directed officials to draw up new sanctions against Belarus and work out a way to ban Belarusian airlines from the bloc skies after a Ryanair flight carrying a dissident journalist was forced to land in Minsk last weekend. Belarusian state carrier Belavia Flight 2869 from Minsk had been scheduled to land in Barcelona on Wednesday afternoon, but Polish officials say they received information the French airspace was blocked and the plane may have a problem with entering. Belavia says it has been banned from flying to Lithuania, Latvia, France, Sweden, Britain, Finland, the Czech Republic, and Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Jordan Wednesday on the last leg of a Mideast tour that aims to shore up an Egypt-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza. After meeting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, whom he praised for helping bring an end to the intense violence relatively quickly, the United States' top diplomat departed for Jordan for talks with King Abdullah II. Blinken already met Tuesday with Israeli and Palestinian leaders to throw Washington's support behind the truce that ended 11 days of heavy Israeli bombing of Gaza and rocket fire from the enclave into Israel. Blinken vowed to rebuild U.S. relations with the Palestinians by reopening a consulate in Jerusalem, as well as giving millions in aid for the war-battered Gaza Strip. But he also repeated support for Israel's right to defend itself against rocket attacks by Gaza's Hamas rulers, adding they must not benefit from the reconstruction aid. Italian police arrested three men on Wednesday over a cable car crash that killed 14 people, saying the emergency brake system had been deactivated. A gondola on a cableway plunged to the ground Sunday, killing all aboard except a 5-year-old Israeli boy who remains in the hospital. Italian prosecutors have opened an investigation into suspected involuntary manslaughter and negligence. A police official told broadcaster RAI the suspects admitted a fork-shaped clamp had been placed on a safety brake system, preventing emergency braking from operating. The cable car had not been working properly, with the brakes constantly kicking in. The clamp stopped the brakes from activating, allowing the cable car to keep functioning. Howling winds and waves the height of double-decker buses are hitting eastern India in the country's second cyclone in as many weeks. Cyclones are a regular menace in the northern Indian Ocean, but many scientists say they are becoming more frequent and severe as climate change warms the water of the Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea. Barely a week after a cyclone claimed at least 155 lives in western India, another is forcing the evacuation of more than 1.5 million people. The storm packs lashing rain and winds gusting up to 155 kilometers or 95 miles an hour, the equivalent to a Category 2 hurricane. Indian authorities said Wednesday nearly 20,000 houses are damaged and more than a dozen river islands are flooded with at least 2 dead. Bangladeshi officials say one man was killed by a falling tree as the waves smashed through water defenses and inundated thousands of homes. Locals fear the situation could worsen in the evening as the tide rises to a higher level because of a full moon. Reporting by remote, Joe Ramsey, VOA News.